Well, guys, here we go. Another episode on the road. Apologize up front for the wind noise and the road noise that you're going to hear, but again, it can't be helped. I'm trying to get the podcast out in a timely fashion. And I was really, you know, I bought some nice microphones and a whole podcaster, like a road podcaster setup, so that I could make this high quality in studio experience for my podcasts. And I'm in the car so dang much that this really is the best time for me to make podcasts. So, you know, I'm going to try to stick to the in-studio, nice, high-end audio podcast as much as I can. Because, you know, I owe it to you guys to do the best job that I can possibly do, especially to my Patreon supporters. You guys are awesome and always appreciated, because if anybody wants to put their money where their mouth is and prove that you appreciate the content and the hard work that goes in, well, that's the Patreon supporters. You guys, you blow me away, honestly, with your consistent kindness towards me and what you do, and just your willingness to be generous and give every single month towards Precision Rifle Network and what we're trying to build here. So shout out to the Patreon folks, just to say thanks. I am on the road, actually, driving home from TriggerCon. And TriggerCon is a gun conference, of course. You probably figured that out. But it's a tiny one. In fact, I'll kind of get the kind of the negatives of this out of the way first. And the main negative with TriggerCon is that it is so tiny. I, just from the media coverage that I was seeing on the show, and the fact that it was just so close to Missouri this time, it was just in Wichita, Kansas, and it was only about a 5-hour drive for me to get over there, I thought, yeah, I'll go check it out. And you know, they hooked me up with a media pass and all this kind of stuff, and I got there and there were some excellent companies represented, but next to nothing for the long range or extreme long range rifle shooters. Really was kind of disappointing, the size of TriggerCon. It was a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I probably, if my goal was to go and see a bunch of guns, I literally could have gone to a gun show at a local fairgrounds and probably seen more guns. And I'm not saying that to try to, you know, bash them or be harsh or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know how many vendors were there. Let me just guess, 10 to 15 per aisle. Let's see. I'm guessing 100 vendors there, let's just say. Think about the size of a basketball court. And that's pretty much what it was. There was vendors set up, you know, with your standard, you know, 8-foot tables, that kind of thing, spaced out down a basketball court. And, you know, there were 3 or 4 aisles of vendors. It was good. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, it's worth going to. If you're within the driving distance and you just want a good, fun weekend, along with a range day where you get to go and actually shoot some of the products on somebody else's dime, you know, you're not gonna beat it. Like, it's worth that for the average Joe, but from a media perspective, it wasn't the right use of my time and money. I'll just say it that way. I will probably think twice before going again, unless there's going to be more precision rifle related companies there, you know. Like, just as an example, like Trigger Tech was there, but, you know, Trigger Tech is, I mean, they're awesome. They don't have to sell me. Like, they don't give me any money and I still buy their products all the time. Like, I swear by their products. They're the best trigger going, in my opinion. Trigger Tech was there, and that's about it. I mean, Timney was there, but, you know, just because these guys also have bolt action stuff doesn't mean that they're not primarily, you know, like Timney, for example, was was displaying their pistol triggers and their AR triggers mostly. Obviously, they're known for rifle, bolt-action rifle triggers, of course, but everybody knows that they're known for that. But not everybody knows that Timney also makes great pistol triggers and AR triggers, and so I think they were really doing that. Yeah, there were some scope companies there, but not very many. Like, Athlon was there. I talked to the Athlon guys for a while. I took a look at their Cronus LPVO. It's like a 1-6. It's got really good glass in it for an LPVO. Like, it was super bright. Nice scope. Turrets feel amazing on it. What else? There was a new night vision company, a thermal scope company. So making weapon mounted thermal scopes. Like, you could obviously use it as a daytime scope. It's got a digital readout in it, a digital reticle, all that kind of stuff. But these guys are taking similar level technology to what you're finding in $5,000 and $6,000 thermal units, and they are putting it into a system that is only running right around $3,000, actually closer to $2,000 on one of the models, and like $1,500 on their cheapest model. Like, kind of unheard of in that industry. It's, the guys were saying that they are kind of pissing people off in the thermal market right now, because they're going to start driving prices down, which, you know, I think is a good thing. That's the free market, right? Like, that's why we have a free market, because it benefits the consumer. All of a sudden, you know, you bring a competitor in, and there's this competition between companies to bring out a product and to draw the attention of the customers. Well, nothing draws the attention of a customer more than a decent product at a good price. And these guys have got a good price on a thermal scope. You know, I'm going to see if they'll send me one for a review, and hopefully maybe cut me a deal on one, because they're really nice. I'd like to get my hands on one. And if I don't have to pay $3,000, that'd be great. But, you know, if I do, I probably will, because it really was quite nice. Just as far as the technology is concerned, you know, typically now we've got, like 256 is long gone. There's some scopes out there that are still kind of that low a resolution. Most of them are like 384 or the 640 or whatever it is. 640 is pretty standard now for a high-end thermal optic. And these guys had their 640 version. And, you know, it's got a 1080 HD screen on the inside. You can digitally zoom. If you're not familiar with the difference between an optical zoom and a digital zoom, there's a big difference, right? Like, if you digitally zoom something in, it robs detail from the pixels in the image, and you end up getting a grainy, kind of washed out image. If you optically zoom, then that retains, you know, good clarity. You lose a little bit of brightness typically, but it usually maintains clarity, and the optical zoom is what we find in our typical daytime long-range scopes. These guys, I believe, have a 20 power or a 24 power optical zoom and a 4 power or a 4 times digital zoom. So, you know, if you leave it on one times digital zoom, which is the best quality image, and then you zoom in to 24 times or whatever it was optically, you still got a pretty good image. Like, on their little TV display that they had sitting there telling about the products, they had a shot of something out at like 800 and something yards, and it was very clear to see that it was a hog out there at that distance. And I don't know, I was just really impressed for that money to get something that much detail. Yeah, that's going to be decent. And I can't remember the name of the company right offhand. Yeah, I'm not even going to try to butcher it for you guys, but anyway, look for more information from me on that, because I think that'll be good. You know, there's supposed to be a range day. There is a range day on Sunday. I've decided to go home a little early just because, you know, I can go out and I can shoot pistols and ARs and shotguns anytime I want. And there just weren't going to be hardly any long range options. And I just didn't want, with the size of the show being a little disappointing, it was just going to be a waste of my time to hang out for the rest of today and then come back to the same show that I, like, it took me less than an hour to make the rounds at the show today. I just wasn't going to come back for a full day of the show tomorrow and then go all the way down to the range and spend a whole other day at the range on Sunday. You know, some of you are like, that sounds like the best time ever. Well, you know, if I had somebody else here with me to do that with, that's one thing. But I'm sitting here just chilling by myself in Wichita, Kansas for the next 2 days. And that just wasn't appealing to me. So I decided to bail on the range day and just head home early. But, you know, there were some other things like, let's see, G9 Defense makes projectiles, bullets, and they actually have a unique bullet. Like all their bullets are machined, machine turned. And if you've ever seen, like, I don't know, like the bullets themselves almost look like a drill bit on the end, with cutting edges, and they come to a point so that as they're spinning, the terminal impact on a fleshy type thing, it really gets destroyed. It's a new take on an everyday carry, you know, EDC type bullet, personal defense type bullets, you know, if you're going to hand load them. Some pretty cool options as far as that's concerned. But what I keyed in on, of course, being the long range side of things, is that they're making long range hunting bullets with some pretty cool features, a little tip that helps to expand and just does a significant amount of damage over and above a standard kind of hollow point hunting round. And then they were also doing, you know, machined copper solids as far as precision competition gun. Like, I looked at a 6mm bullet that, you know, of course it's machined copper solid, so it's like perfection. And really what they're able to do, and what they're doing, I think, in that particular industry is, you know, they're taken from when, you know, like Cutting Edge Solids or whatever used to be one of the only companies doing that, and they are the price that they are. But G9 is doing basically the same thing, getting very similar results, but they're able to bring the cost down, you know, and they're getting crazy consistency. Like the machined copper solids, if you're not familiar, over and above a traditional bullet, you're just able to really control, you know, the design of that bullet so that everything is perfectly the same weight and the same outside dimensions, and so the BC of that bullet is very, very consistent every single time, and that's appealing to me, and I don't know, might be worth the extra money to those people that are trying to squeeze every ounce of accuracy out of a system. So G9 Defense, check those guys out. That was pretty cool. Let's see what else. I talked about the thermal. CZ was there. CZ, as far as guns, was there. And, you know, I saw this back at SHOT Show, but they have their little trail rifle. It's a little bolt action 223. They've got various different calibers, but it's a small, compact, like folding stock on it. This was in 223 with a 16-inch barrel, but it's a bolt gun. But it's got, you know, type like AR type furniture on it so that you can attach various things to it. And it's compact, like I say, foldable, CZ 600 trail or trail 600, something like that. I saw that and it just kind of sparked in my mind, oh yeah, I saw that at SHOT Show and I wanted to get a hold of one of those. So I want to see if I can get one of those for review. It'd be nice to just, you know, get one in 223, or better yet, like 6 arc or 6.5 Grendel or something like that, that's a little bit more capable round, and just see what we can do with it. That'd be kind of fun. I'm all about those compact, small packages that you can put in a backpack or a, you know, a bug out bag or something like that. I really dig that stuff. Other than that, you know, there just wasn't a whole lot of going on today, to be honest. Yeah, I saw Terran Butler there from Terran Tactical. He was there at the shotgun. I knew I was going to blank on the name of the shotgun, but the full auto John Wick shotgun. I forget the name of the company that made that. I did a short on it. You might have seen a month or two ago at the GunCon event in Iowa with the Gun Collective. They were there, and they've got a full auto 12 gauge shotgun that you see in the John Wick movies. And you know, a lot of the upgrades are done by Terran Tactical, or at least they've got a Terran Tactical model. And so Terran Butler was there with his you know, entourage, taking pictures with people, shaking hands and all that kind of stuff, corrupting people's minds. But you know, other than that, what else? Black Rambo, he was there. A few others, GBRS Group, those guys were there. If you're following their YouTube channel at all, if you're kind of a you know, tactical AR pistol, you know, ex-military special forces kind of guys, they do a lot of tactical, like room clearing and close quarters combat kind of stuff on YouTube. GBRS Group, they were there. I don't know, guys, there just wasn't a whole lot of other stuff that I really wanted to talk about. I guess Silencer Co. had their new titanium suppressor called the Scythe. My goodness, fella, I flashed my lights at this semi like, I don't know, 14 times trying to get him to come on over, but he wouldn't. So he ended up just about causing a crash. Anyway, I'm going to push pause. I'll pick right back up on this in a few. And I'm back, like a bad rash. Anyway, yeah, I'm having just, you know, a great day. Just got a big old crack in my windshield of my van because road construction and trucks and, I'll be honest, me tailgating is not a good combination. So yeah, I guess lesson learned there. How much are windshields now? Like 200, 300 bucks? Great. So not only do I not get out of this show what I was hoping to get out of this show, I drove 10 hours to be at the show for a few hours and I get a cracked windshield out of the deal, and I probably am going to still get charged for my hotel room tonight. So yeah, you know, it's one of those. It's one of those weekends. Welcome to my life, you know. So if you've ever thought you might want to be a YouTuber, don't do it. Sometimes it's pretty great. I get to control my schedule. I get the freedom of that. Like, yeah. I was talking to a friend the other day and we're like talking about wealth. Like, what is wealth, you know? And like, it's not just about having a bunch of money. Like, wealth to me is freedom. Like the freedom to decide my schedule, the freedom to, you know, yeah, the freedom to kind of go where I want to go and do what I want to do. That's wealth. The ability to choose my family over work, that's true wealth in my opinion. I don't know how I got onto that little tangent, but I stopped just long enough to go to the bathroom at a gas station and pause the podcast. And then when I get back in, I'm like, great, cracked window. Life sucks. Let me get contemplative all of a sudden here. Yeah. Anyway, actually the highlight of the show, and I'll probably end with this because I'm getting close to being talked out after being at the show for a few hours. The highlight was probably getting to catch up with Ryan Cheney. If you don't know who Ryan Cheney is, he is a professional extreme long range competitor. And done a few videos with Ryan. You've probably seen it. He's got this this product called the Airfoil bag. It's a rear bag that is a sandbag, but it's designed in such a way that it's also got like this air pump inside of it that actually helps you fine tune your adjustments, whether you're laying prone or whether you're on a bench. It's really for, you know, prone or bench rest type shooting. To help you get these tiny groups or to be extremely precise for extreme long range. And so I was able to catch up with Ryan. He's doing really well with, you know, selling of this product. And, you know, so I'm just helping him out, I guess, by shouting that out again, saying, you know, go check out Ryan Cheney ELR. Just Google it. Go to his website. buy something from him. I don't have any special code for you guys, but you can help out a great dude, and you're getting a heck of a product to boot. So really, really good product. I've been using mine now for a few months, and man, it really is great for what it is designed to be for. So that'd be something to check out. But yeah, we went out to lunch together at this old Mexican restaurant. It's really tasty. Had a big old burrito. I always get the same thing. I get a big burrito, like a big single burrito. Stuffed with chicken and vegetables. And then it's usually got like this queso sauce poured on the top of it. Sometimes salsa, but mostly just this cheese sauce. And then rice and refried beans on the side. That's my go-to when it comes to Mexican food. And little chips and salsa. It was really good. So I got to catch up with Ryan, and that was good. Yeah, guys, other than that, honestly, not really much else to say. I will be putting out a video, a brief video, just kind of covering these same sorts of things that I'm talking about right now from TriggerCon. I think, you know, as a growing gun conference type show, gun show, it's going to get better. And, you know, the fact that they can bring in some pretty big name people like a Taron Butler and, you know, just a bunch of other content creators, that's going to bode well for them. But, you know, honestly, GunCon is doing that too. And I got to tell you, I think between the two, and I, you know, I don't have allegiance to either one necessarily, but I got to tell you, I think I'd pick GunCon right now. It just, there were more companies that had stuff to do with our industry, with long range. Yeah, I guess that's the biggest thing. It was a little bit bigger, and there were just more companies that had to do with long range. So I guess if I had to choose one or the other, it's going to be that, just because that's very specific to, you know, our industry. So, but TriggerCon is good, and the fact that it, you know, their range day is being held at Severance Training Center, which, you know, if you've been around this game in the Midwest very long, or PRS, you know Derek Love. Is the owner, or one of the owners, at Severance Training Center here in Kansas. And it's a stellar range that he's built down there for PRS type shooting and all kinds of shooting. But I'm sure if I would have stuck around for the range day, that would have been great out there. But shout out to them for, you know, TriggerCon was smart to reach out to them. Wichita's a decent town. It's got some good nightlife, some great restaurants, cigar lounge, and you know, a bar, and those sorts of things that are really good. Decent venue. Again, my final wrap up is just a little small, and hardly anything as it pertains to our industry, precision long range stuff. Just really did not have much. So that's that. That's all I wanted to do, guys. Just give you another update, give another podcast out, give you an update about what I saw and what I've been doing this weekend. So that's it. I'm gonna go home, sleep in my own bed tonight, and yeah, I'll wake up in the morning and maybe get in the deer stand. That sounds pretty good. I got a big buck that needs killing this year, so we're gonna hopefully get that done. So guys, thanks for listening. Please make sure to check out our sponsors. Really wouldn't have a Precision Rifle Network at this point without them, because it costs money. Believe it or not, it costs money to run a business like this, to run a channel like this. If you think about just the ammo costs alone, I sometimes spend $1,000 a month on ammunition alone just to make videos for you guys. So if, you know, if you appreciate that and whatever, please check out the sponsors. There's a link below every video now that takes you to my website, and that link goes directly to a page on my website that has all the affiliate links and the coupon codes to save you money and all that kind of stuff right on there. And if you check those people out, that would be much appreciated, because it helps out the channel, and also you can save some money too. And yeah, make sure and check out Ryan Cheney's Ryan Cheney ELR for that airfoil bag. And thanks for listening today, guys, and tune in again soon for another podcast from Precision Rifle Network.